Two passages of Scripture, one from the Old and one from the New, are set before us this morning. From the book of Genesis, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light." And from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, "For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. These are thy words, Holy Father. Sanctify us in thy truth. Thy word is truth. Amen." Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The first book of Moses, in the beginning. In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. In the New Testament, St. John's Gospel begins, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by him, and the Word was made flesh." And in both the Old Testament and the New Testament, that is not the last that we hear about a powerful creating Word of God. The psalmist writes in Psalm 33, By the Lord the heavens were made. He spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast." The letter to the Hebrews carries on that same theme. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Now, one would be justified in concluding that if it is repeated that many times and more, it must be important. God the Holy Spirit wants us to understand that this is how God promises to deal with his creation, including his creatures, by his word. When we hear that God speaks a word and in that way creates the universe and all that is in it, we are not to visualize a God with moving lips, for he is not such a being. Rather, we are to think of a God who has a conscious will, who deliberates and who determines, who brings the world into being by willing it. That is for God to say, "Let there be light," and there was light. And this means that our God, the God of the Holy Scriptures, the one true God, is not an abstract force, merely the first cause or the primary mover, as some have called him, or a simple force, something like gravity. He is one who deliberates. He is one who wills. And this is how he promises to deal with his creatures. God the Holy Spirit comes to the Virgin Mary, and through the word of the angel Gabriel, Mary becomes pregnant. In her womb, the eternal Word, the Logos, the Son of God, takes to himself human flesh. It is by his word that he exercises his power when he comes to the tomb of his friend Lazarus, dead for 3 days, already decomposing, and says, "Lazarus, come forth." He promises that it will be that way on the last day as well, when he says, the hour is coming when those who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. This God, who wills and commands, does not do so simply to impress his creatures as a magician. His powerful word creates life. His powerful word creates all life. And it recreates life. His powerful word is directed to creation and salvation. And it is the same powerful word that does it. He speaks a powerful word which makes a paralyzed man not only walk, but forgives him. Son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven. Take up your bed and walk. Now think what this means. No less has he called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. As we read from St. Paul, it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. In that way, he has brought you to faith in the atoning righteousness of his Son, the Logos made flesh, and he has made you to be his child. By his word, simple water becomes the powerful washing of regeneration in which he makes you his own in order to live under his promise. By his word, this is my body, this is my blood. He gives you over and over again the body and blood shed on the cross for the forgiveness of your sins. This powerful word is your life. James writes, of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth. And Peter says almost the same thing. You have been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. In this humble, simple, but powerful word is where our God has promised. He has promised to meet us, and he has assured us and shown us again and again that this is where he is to be found, in his powerful word, about which St. Paul writes, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed. All of his riches, the eternal wealth of his grace, is there for you. We stand before this God with no power at all, with no will to love him. We are empty-handed, and we stand before him as his enemies. And yet, he comes to you, and he turns your heart to faith by that same powerful word that called the world into being. He turns your faith, your heart to faith, by that powerful word in baptism, in the word of the gospel, in his Holy Supper, and in preaching. To him alone be the glory. Amen.